For decades, America's factories were free to pollute the air and dump toxins into rivers. That time has gone, but the toxic legacy of the bad old days still scars many parts of the country. Since 1980, the federal Superfund program has helped clean up the worst affected sites, but hundreds more remain polluted. Under the Bush administration, the pace of the cleanup has slowed. Increasingly, the cost has been shifted from industry to the taxpayer, and now the fund's very future is being questioned. This report from Kathy Witkowski.
The little town of Basin, Montana, once thrived on the gold and silver that miners dug out of the surrounding mountains. Today, those mining operations and the prosperity they generated are long gone. But recently, Basin residents were surprised to learn that they were living with a dangerous legacy, arsenic and lead, the result of mine tailings left all over town and used as fill in many yards.
I feel very ignorant, very naive. You don't think that your yard is an unsafe place for your kids to play.
On a blustery spring day, Jackie Rollins braces against the wind whipping in front of her double-wide trailer. The federal government has already cleaned up the worst of the contamination, but there's still more to do.
The whole pasture and around the bunkhouse down there was all mine tailings. They came in and did a lot of removal on that, but there's still mine tailings around the house there. Here in the yard, going towards the river, there's a pile of mine tailings that the kids use as a sandbox.
Basin residents were told the Environmental Protection Agency would finish the cleanup this summer, but now that might not happen, and a number of other cleanups may also be delayed. The reason? That depends on whom you ask. California's Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer blames it on the Bush administration.
There's no question this slowdown is purposeful. It's happening because this administration simply does not have, as I can see, any commitment to cleanups.
Boxer says the proof is in the numbers. Last year, the EPA finished cleanups at 47 sites, far fewer than the 75 it was shooting for. And the agency has scaled back cleanup estimates for this year as well, from 65 down to 40. By contrast, during the second Clinton administration, the EPA finished more than 80 sites a year. Senator Boxer says that's no accident, that this is the Bush administration's way of rewarding its friends in industry.
Frankly, those polluters pay a lot of money to George Bush and his cronies. That's the bottom line of it, and I think it's outrageous.
The EPA's Marianne Horinko oversees the Superfund program. She has a different explanation for the numbers.
Most of the sites that are on the Superfund list were designated on the list back in the 1980s, and the job of cleaning those sites up is almost done. And now that we are at the end of the process of cleaning up those sites that were listed in the 1980s, we're finding that, not surprisingly, the ones that are left are the hardest ones to clean up.
In other words, they're more expensive and more time-consuming. That's why the agency will be setting up an advisory committee to consider the best way to deal with these complex cleanups.
And I want to make sure that people really feel that Superfund is the appropriate tool for cleaning up these sites. And if indeed it is, we have to have some proper measures of success so that we can show some of the incremental progress we're making. Because otherwise, it looks like we're taking years to get to construction, even if we have cleaned up a large portion of the site.
The EPA is likely to get an earful from all sides. Industry says Superfund is overused and that many cleanups should be administered by the states because that would be cheaper and faster. But others say that without Superfund's muscle, the quality of the cleanups would suffer. Another concern is who's paying for Superfund. Historically, the program was supported by a tax on oil and chemical companies. Part of the idea was to discourage them from continuing to pollute. But congressional Republicans have blocked the tax's reauthorization since 1995, and President Bush hasn't supported it either. So a growing percentage of Superfund's budget is coming from the general fund, in other words, from taxpayers. And that's not right, says Grant Cope. He's with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
It really turns the whole foundation of Superfund on its head. The basis of Superfund is that polluters should be paying to clean up contamination. Unfortunately, we're faced with a situation now where taxpayers are shouldering over 50% of the burden.
And without the corporate tax, that figure could soon be 100%. Industry attorney Michael Steinberg says that's perfectly appropriate. He points out that 70% of Superfund cleanups are paid for by the companies responsible for the contamination there. The companies responsible for the remaining sites no longer exist or aren't solvent.
And in those cases, it makes sense to use general revenues to pay for the cleanups. There's no particular reason to point to oil or chemical companies as the source of contamination at those sites. We have sites that were created by companies that no longer exist or no longer have any money. That's a general societal problem.
The Bush administration says it hasn't ruled out supporting the corporate tax in its 2004 budget. Senator Boxer plans to push for it sooner, and she promises to make Superfund an election issue. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Basin, Montana.